So let's review. The Gemara discusses the meaning of the names of several cities, including Tveria. Rekes zu Tveria, Lama nikra shema Rekes, Shafilu rekanen sheba melein mitzvahs kirimain. The city of Tveria was also called Rekes because even the seemingly empty people are full of mitzvahs as a pomegranate is full of seeds. An alternate explanation, Rekes shema, Valama nikra shema Tveria, Sheyosheves b'tibura shel Eretz Yisrael. Its real name is Rekes, but it was referred to as Tveria because it sat in the center of Eretz Yisrael. Alternately, Shetoiva Reisia, because it's pleasant to behold. The Gemara discusses the relationship between Kisari and Yerushalayim, Kisaria, a Roman city, and Yerushalayim. In Yom Melecha Adam, Chorvu Shteyen Al Tamein, Yoshvu Shteyen Al Tamein. If someone tells you that they're both destroyed or both settled, do not believe it. Chorva Kisari v'yoshva Yerushalayim, Chorva Yerushalayim v'yoshva Kisari Tamein. But if someone says that one is destroyed and the other settled, you can believe it, because the pasuk says, "Amala charava," and we expound, "Imliya zu charva zu." They never share the same fate. While one dominates, the other is suppressed. Alternately, it's derived from the pasuk in Parshas Toldos, "Ula oim mil oim yamatz." Similarly, the Gemara discusses our efforts in Torah study. Im yoy malach ha'odom yagati v'loy matzasi al tamein. Lo yagati matzasi al tamein. If someone tells you he toiled but failed in his Torah study, or that he did not toil and yet he succeeded, do not believe him. But yagati matzasi tamein. If he says he toiled and succeeded, believe him. However, hani mili b'divrei Torah. Avo b'masa u'matan siyatahu min shemaya. This is only regarding Torah study, but financial success depends solely on divine providence. Furthermore, the Divrei Torah le'amaron el chadudi, avol oik megirsa siyata min shemayahi. Even in Torah study, this is only regarding understanding, but remembering one's learning requires heavenly assistance. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Im ro'isa rasha she'asha misacheches lo'yal teskaraboy." Do not provoke rishayim when they're successful. The Gemara cites a contradictory brisa. Muter lehiskaris barishayim ba'ilm hazeh. It's permitted to provoke rishayim in this world. The Gemara suggests one, ha b'mili didei, ha b'mili dishmaya. Do not antagonize them regarding personal matters, but you can do so for the sake of heaven. Two, ha b'tzadik gamur, ha b'tzadik she'enei gamur. A perfectly righteous individual can do so, while an ordinary tzaddik should not. Three, shom misacheches lo yishani. Do not provoke rishayim when they're successful, otherwise you can. Zok de Mishnah. Koru es ha-megillah ba'adar ha-rishayim v'nes abru ha-shana, koru noisa ba'adar sheni. If the Megillah was read on Purim, and then Bezdin established the year as a leap year by adding a second month of Adar, we read the Megillah again on the 14th of the second Adar. The Mishnah concludes, Ein bein Adar ha-rishayim l'adar ha-sheni, elo kriyas ha-megillah matanis levyoinim. There are no halachic differences between the first and second Adar, except for the reading of the Megillah and giving Matanos Le'avyoinim, which can only be done during the second Adar. And the Gemara infers, Hal le'inyan tzeda parshiyos zeh v'zeh shavin. However, we can read the Dalet parshiyos, the four special parshiyos read around Purim time, even during the first Adar. The Gemara cites a brisa with three opinions regarding the two Adars. One, Koru sa Megillah ba'adar harishoyin v'nes abru hashana, in the case of a leap year, we read the Megillah again in the second Adar. Shekol mitzvah shenoyhagos b'sheni noyhagos b'rishoyin chutz mimikro Megillah. Because all halachas of Adar, including the reading of the Dalet Parshiyos, apply during the first Adar as well, except for the reading of the Megillah, which can only be in the second Adar. 2. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi Oimer, ein koyin oisa ba'adar hasheni. We do not read the Megillah again in the second Adar, Shekol mitzvah shenoyagos b'sheni, noyagos b'rishayim, because all halachas of Adar apply during the first Adar as well, including the reading of the Megillah. And the Gemara explains, Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. We do not pass by opportunities to perform mitzvahs. 3. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer Mishim Rabbi Yosi, Af koyin oisa ba'adar sheni. We read the Megillah again in the second Adar. Shekol mitzvah shenoyagos b'sheni, ein noyagos b'rishayim. Because all halachas of Adar, including the Dalet Parshiyos, do not apply during the first Adar. And the Gemara explains, Mismach Geula Geula Adif. It's preferable to celebrate the redemption of Purim immediately preceding the redemption of Pesach. However, v'shavin behesped u'betaynis shasur in b'zeh u'b'zeh, all agree that it's forbidden to deliver eulogies and to fast on the 14th of both Adars. And the Gemara discusses which of the three opinions is reflected in our Mishnah.